This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Don't rush your salat. Not every single salat you have is an opportunity to earn tranquility. Don't rush it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Be patient when it comes to your salat. The people, the way they pray today, that's not patience. Remain patient when you stand. And when you read Surah Al-Fatiha, easy. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When you read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah hears it and He replies. He responds. He says, Hamidani Abdi. Give a moment so you can feel Allah's response to you. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Athna alayya abdi, or majadani abdi, that my servant has glorified me. And when you read Surah Al-Fatiha so quick, you're not even conscious of the fact that Allah responded to you. And this is why some of the Salaf rahimahumullah, when they used to recite Salat, Surah Al-Fatiha, they used to pause between the ayat. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He would pause. So he was asked, why do you pause? He said, because I want to feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response. And that hadith is a hadith Qudsi from the authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you're in your ruku' and your sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Why Subhana Rabbi al-Azim and Allahu Akbar? Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And there are more adhkar and ahadith that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. When you're in your ruku' سبحان ذي الجبروت والملكوت والكبرياء والعظمة. There are so many ahadith and so many adhkar. Why do we just know one? سبحان ربي العظيم. Well, that's it. You're going to pray from now until you die with that. Like if a salat, you did not glorify Allah in a salat, where are you going to glorify Him subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I understand that there are adhkar and open up حسن المسلم once a week. Take a dhikr that is said in al-ruku', an authentic dhikr that is said in ruku', and stick to it, and memorize it, and teach it to your family. So that way when you pray, you continuously turn around these adhkar, and you've remained patient in your salat, and you've earned the tranquility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised.